Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On Sunday night, the Eagles host the 11-2 Arizona Cardinals, who are sailing into the playoffs after winning 7 consecutive games entering this Sunday's showdown at Lincoln Financial Field. And to preview the matchup, we bring in Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. And Darren, we have to start with the potential MVP candidate in quarterback Carson Palmer, who has rebounded nicely after missing the second half of last season with a knee injury. What has impressed you the most about his 2015 season?
Well, in a lot of ways, Carson is playing perhaps better football than he's ever played. I know, obviously, he had some good years in Cincinnati, especially before he hurt his knee the first time. But the way he's doing things this year in terms of his accuracy, especially with as much as they throw the ball down the field, the fact that he's in arguably the best shape of his career. He hurt his knee, and obviously he had to rehab his knee, but he took that time to rehab really the rest of his body. I mean, his upper body is in clearly in better shape than it had been in the past. Not that he was in bad shape, but he's in fantastic shape for a guy who's about to turn 36 later this month, I believe. So, you know, I think those kinds of things, he's moving in the pocket better than he has in a long time. You know, he worked with his brother in the offseason in terms of his steps and standing tall in the pocket and buying himself time. And he's never going to be a scrambler, but he's been really effective in terms of extending plays, the way he can move his feet. And all those things together have obviously led him to a MVP-type season.
Darren, we know in Philadelphia what Larry Fitzgerald has done over the years, and his 2015 campaign has been brilliant to this point. But it's not just Fitzgerald in that passing attack. John Brown had the game-winning touchdown against the Eagles last season, and Michael Floyd has been very impressive. What can you say about this trio of wide receivers, which will make it tough for any defense to contain?
Well, again, you're talking about having three Pro Bowl-type receivers when they're playing at the top of their game. You know, Michael Floyd's not going to make the Pro Bowl. He got off to too slow of a start after he hurt his finger in training camp. And I don't know with all the receivers out there if John Brown's got a chance, but you know, you got guys that could be number one receivers if they needed them to be. And John Brown is closing in on 1,000 yards, and he missed a couple of games because of injury. You know, Michael Floyd got off to the slow start because of his injury, and yet he's had 4 100-yard games in his last 5. And you mentioned Larry Fitzgerald, who is having a renaissance season that not a lot of people, including myself, saw coming, not to this level. So Carson Palmer's got a lot of weapons. He's throwing the ball again well. They're getting decent protection. They're running the ball better than they have in the last couple years, which gives them some balance. All those things help, but when you've got receivers like Brown and Floyd and Fitzgerald, again, like you mentioned, it's tough to cover them all. I mean, if you want to double cover one or maybe two, that's fine, but somebody's going to have single coverage, and Palmer's done a really good job finding them, and that doesn't even include a guy like rookie running back David Johnson out of the backfield, who's one of the better receiving running backs around, and he can catch the ball too. So they've got a lot of options, and that's why they have among the most points in the NFL.
Darren, obviously the offense is getting a ton of accolades, ton of hype, you know, number one offense in the entire NFL. Let's talk about the defense for a moment here. The story of Dwight Freeney, who was nearly on the verge of retirement, gets a call to come to Arizona, and he's helped rejuvenate that pass rush. How important has his addition been, not just from a playing standpoint, but from a veteran leadership standpoint, as his Arizona team looks to get over the top in 2015?
Well, I think one of the things about Dwight Freeney that's worked out so well is he understands his role. He understands that he came in to be a pass rush specialist, the guy that's not going to play every down, and he's been okay with that. Like you mentioned, he was on the verge of retirement. Talked to him the other day, and he basically said, it's kind of lucky that he didn't retire at the time the Cardinals called him, because he was ready to. He figured if he wasn't signed 2 or 3 weeks into the regular season, it was probably time to wrap it up. His agent convinced him to give it another week or two, and that's right about the time the Cardinals called, because Alex Okafor had hurt his calf after the fourth game, the fifth game, somewhere in there, and they needed another guy, and they called Dwight Freeney, and he stepped in. He leads the team in sacks with 4 at this point now. They don't have a tremendous pass rush overall. They have to blitz a lot of the time to get pressure. They don't have a dynamic young pass rusher who they can lean on. So, you know, having a guy like Freeney is a big deal, and it's still something I think this team has to continue to work on very hard to generate pass rush. But having Freeney here has made a big difference. He's teaching a rookie, Marcus Golden, who's the starter at outside linebacker, some of the tricks of the trade, and they think that that's going to help Marcus Golden down the road. It's just worked out really well. But again, that's what general manager Steve Keim has done. He brings in these one-year veterans with something to prove, a little bit left in the tank. He gets just what he needs out of them. It doesn't cost him a lot of money. Oftentimes, it's a minimum contract, and it's really helped this team the last 3 years when they've done things like that.
Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.